Good afternoon. A strong southwest wind flow developing across the region will persist for the remainder of the day. That, combined with a good deal of sunshine, will produce temperatures well above normal and once again topping out in the lower 70s on average. High pressure giving way off the eastern seaboard will allow for a few scattered clouds to pass through from time to time out ahead of a weak cold front that's advancing in our direction. The front will continue to produce a few clouds, but little if any precipitation into the evening hours. Then, after the front passes by, skies will clear out again overnight. The wind will flip around to the northwest, and temperatures will drop back into the 40s for overnight lows. Tomorrow, the northwest breeze will persist throughout the day, and we'll go back to sunshine with highs reaching into the upper 60s. This will only lead to even milder air as we head into the upcoming weekend as a new area of high pressure dominates the weather not only at the surface but aloft, and will go back into the lower 70s on Saturday with full sunshine, and with more sunshine even lower to mid-70s on Sunday. The next storm system will develop in the mid part of the country and approach us from the Mississippi and Ohio valleys for the early part of next week. Clouds will increase on Monday, and so will the south wind. This will allow temperatures to remain mild and in the lower to mid-70s to start the work week. More clouds and a chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs sliding back, though still around 70 on Tuesday and into the 60s on Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will dive across the Pacific Northwest today, and as it does, precipitation will increase in this region and spread to the northern Rockies. Heavy rain is expected in western Washington and northwestern Oregon, where there's a marginal risk of flash flooding. In addition, high elevation snow is expected for the Cascades and the northern portions of the Sierra Nevada mountain ranges. As the front pushes across the Intermountain West tomorrow, precipitation will move along with it and snow ramping up in the northern Rockies. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Hawaii is tracking Typhoon Lan, located approximately 625 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base, Okinawa, Japan. Lan has maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour and has tracked north-northwest at 10 knots over the past 6 hours. The typhoon is expected to strengthen over the next few days, and the winds are forecast to gust up to 165 miles per hour as it approaches Tokyo by late in the weekend or early next week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 14 at Bodie State Park in California and also at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 79, set in 1963, and the record low, 20, in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:06 p.m., 10 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the upper 60s. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 70s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 70s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, a bit cooler, but still very mild, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, unseasonably mild Saturday, lower 70s. Even warmer Sunday, with mostly sunny skies, lower to mid-70s. Lower to mid-70s, though mostly cloudy on Monday, and a chance of showers near 70 Tuesday, and a chance of showers in the 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.